Our second reader of the evening is Jason Kirk, who is the author of A Fabulous Hag in Purple on the Moor, and Reverb and The Other Whites in South Africa, both available on Kindle. He writes occasional haiku. He reads, writes, and evolves in Seattle. He's received the following awards and recognition for his poetry: an artist residency with Hopwood Major Poetry Prize, the Helen S. and John Wagner Prize, the Roy W. Cowden Memorial Fellowship, U of M English Department's Dissertation Grant, the Michael R. Gutterman Award, June Rose Colby Fellowship, and the Hopwood Minor Poetry Prize. He shares an affinity for the octagonal, and that's how I most recently know him. Everyone welcome Jason Kirk.
You made most of that up.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Trying to get my light on. No, I can't read.
You want a light?
Well, let me see how this goes. Is that out of everyone's eyes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so tonight I prepared five sequences of nine haiku each. To sort of set the stage, I want you to imagine the 17th century Japanese poetry scene, which was you can sort of envision it as a nationwide sake-fueled rap battle circuit. and so out of this time and place, this is gonna be long, came haiku, which literally means playful verse. Some people feel it requires, others don't, a total of 17 syllables, 5 syllables, 7, and then 5. I choose to use that because it's like recreational bondage between consenting adults. It proves that constraints can be great goads to creativity. But enough about syllables. Like, don't count the syllables, because I did it for you. And I don't really have an agenda, but it is my sincere hope that when I write and perform haiku, that I can leave you with the feeling, like you going away saying to yourself, I too can do haiku. This is called Dark Side of the Earth. Moon high when awake a while, I walk a mile on Hawaii Highway. Mind wide, all of me bright-eyed and pondering night sky geometry. Night's particular hush invites spectacular vernacular rush. Gulls fight in the light of the null night, dull white, like a skull on a pike. Crude blue moon looms huge. Loose hues bloom, skewed views feud. Rude gloom grooms too few truths. True bonds imbued, two moons are to Mars as gluons are to neutron stars. Supermassive black hole, gravity's role as sole galactic flagpole. I'll be damned if some snot-nosed god glows in the plot holes of the cosmos. Tiredness, as entire list of diarists, dire riffs expires in fire pit. This is called Olympic Harvest. This was actually published earlier this year in an anthology that included Paul as well, maybe others here, of all Washington poets. Olympic Harvest. Daylight saving time at ferry dock. Daydreams rhyme, take wing, fairly flock. Polyglot folly. Hear not, the melancholy bebop of leaf rot. Unlock words of rocks and birds, non-stop jocular interlocutors. Inaudible thrall to the marbled call garbled by all waterfalls. Talented talons of bald eagles maul even the smartest varmints. Claw marks on the bark, warm cougar scat, cat's warning maneuvers. True that. Haggard dragonfly, like a laggard dagger, poised there in the moist air. 3 or 4 hours of powerful peace beneath meteor shower. Excuse me. Under different stars, dissident bard wanders with cricket at large. This one is called 45. I wasn't sure whether to do it or not, but let's see how it goes. Shop-worn Blair targets glass-faced stairs with more far-fetched, fast-paced popcorn fare. Don spits with sitcom frivolity on income inequality. Incorrigibly alarming orange grand old party commando. Fungible grudges, bludgeon, curmudgeon, clutched in dungeon of dudgeon. Oh, speaking of constraints, I wanted to write a haiku that had only one word per line. This is it. Interrogated septuagenarian prevaricating. Liars believing his lie is deceiving will bias his scheming. Char-broiled and fart-soiled apocalypse's gargoyle of god-awfulness. How to wow one's way to power? Surprise, confound with minutia, rise. Gross POTUS showed us, regrettably unready at moment's notice. All right, this is called conspicuous consumption. Thank you for your patience. Eyes crossed, I'm sauced. Dreams clotted, wine tossed, besotted, mind lost, T's dotted. Man with fewer teeth than the average blowjob ravages corn cob. Farmer's market blues, gluten-free foods, artisan harmonica dudes. Guilt and subtle fears scuttle, troubled tears muddle silky milk puddle. Paleo diet, fast of the last cats that snacked upon mastodon. Primed via 5 tall highballs, ribald rabbi gnaws raw ribeye Riley. Wiry retirees, mildly perspiring, lunch meal congeals entirely. Exchange for labor, took her offer up, 2 cups of neighbor's sugar. Restless sex and eggs, already breathless, and that's just second breakfast. And finally, this is called performing arts. Oh, and because I like constraints, as I said. I wanted to end on a haiku that started with Greg's name, so that happens. Performing arts. Fantastic slapstick snaps with gently elastic mental gymnastics. Drum kit pelts. Junkie belches. Funky strumpet hums, plump trumpet squelches. Parting shot in school parking lot. Hopscotch bout warps chalk outline of corpse. TV Galathon. Empty Creatures featuring MC Babylon. Bargain Jargon. How does this one go? Bargain Jargon sings. Slang sachets for days. Lingo swings like bingo wings. Shred of wet newsprint. Furnishing bird's nest. Chirps. World's best burlesque girl flesh. Accordionist. Awarded new freedom. Room, board, and per diem. Ekphrastic pageant. Lapses as Francis dances the sapphic fragments. Gregarious jeer. Dare your own hilarious scenario here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.